Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Believe in the Blacklist on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey Blackwood. Once again, back to Breakdown, Episode 4 of Season 9, Number 49 on the Blacklist, The Avenging Angel. Before we get started, make sure you like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube or on Apple Podcast or Spotify. And then make sure you jump in the comment section on YouTube and answer the question of the day. Did Cooper really kill the man that Charlene had an affair with? This episode brought that to our attention, so there's a lot that could happen here over the next few episodes with Harold Cooper. All right, now let's just move quickly right on into the Blacklister itself. Basically, the Blacklister, the avenging angel, tries to right the wrongs that others have committed in the past. She had something taken from her, and it has sent her on a warpath to make sure that the people responsible for either taking something away or killing somebody or, you know, whatever the crime may be, she's kind of taken the responsibility onto herself to avenge the person that was wrong. So pretty basic stuff for the Blacklister, a really interesting character. The actress did a good job and her little sidekick did as well. And you see there in the opening scene as she kind of gets down that business guy and makes him read the cards and then makes it look like he commits suicide. So his partner gets all the money and, because he had done his partner wrong. So pretty basic stuff from the Blacklister. And of course, obviously throughout the episode, Red and the task force kind of worked their magic to track down the avenging angel and, avenge the avenging angel in Red's famous fashion. So, really good episode as far as the Blacklister goes. It was pretty basic as far as, you know, who the Blacklister was and what they done, but I thought they did a good job of tying the story together. But, you know, like always here on Believe in the Blacklist, we like to focus on the characters of the show and how they sort of develop. And, of course, Dembe is still working his way through the FBI. And there was an interesting moment there at the beginning of the episode where Red and Dembe kind of sit together and talk about, this upcoming Blacklister, and Red even admits, you know, that it's really an uncomfortable situation. And he even asks, you know, what happened to us? So, I have a feeling that we're going to get some of those questions answered, here before too long, moving along here in season 9. But, Aram doesn't really get a lot to do. He does his normal tech stuff, you know, tracking stuff down using the Bluetooth from a pacemaker. And so he's just doing his normal tech stuff, but he's also checking in on Cooper because Cooper is, you know, looking, you know, investigating what happened to the man that Charlene had an affair with, you know, a few years back. I think that was season 2, 3, maybe. So, and, you know, it was great to see Charlene back. She hasn't been on the show in a very long time. And I'm glad that they're together and they kind of make a good couple there on TV. So, but Aram, he's just been checking in on Cooper all episodes. So he knows that something's going on with Cooper because, you know, in Aram fashion, he's always worried about other people around him. So Rom didn't really get a whole lot to do in this episode. A wrestler, he's dreading taking another urine test for a drug test to kind of get sworn back into the FBI. That's really his final step of being fully back into the FBI. So he's asked Park at the beginning to do the drug test for him, to give him a urine sample so he can pass. And obviously she's like, heck no, to begin with. But of course, in blacklist fashion, she changes her mind because she wants to help her friend. So she does give him a urine sample, and we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But Red seems to be back in his normal ways of, you know, moving freely throughout the country and doing whatever he wants to do to try to get what he wants. And so it's really a basic episode for Red. There's really no more. Or there's no extra information about him and Agnes, so nothing new there. But back to Wrestler and Park. Wrestler and Park and Cooper are really the three main characters in this episode as far as moving the story forward and giving us, you know, breadcrumbs, you know, moving along here in season 9. But we mentioned what happened with Cooper. He blacks out after going to a retirement party. He said he just had a couple of drinks, so that's odd. And he has no recollection of what happened. So, and that's why that's the question of the day for the YouTube comment section. Did he really do it, or is he being framed? So there's a lot of questions that are going to have to be answered over the next few episodes, and that's going to be a lot of fun to kind of dive into to see if Cooper really done something like that. But then there's Park and Wrestler. Like I mentioned, Wrestler asked Park to give him a urine sample so he can pass the drug test and kind of be back in the FBI for real. So she begrudgingly gives it to him because she does want to help her friend. And he does pass the drug test. But there's bad news. The urine sample shows that there's some type of cancer. And so Wrestler tells Park that, and she's obviously shocked by that. And now there's a couple dynamics from the point of view of Agent Park. She's married now, and we've yet to meet her husband, and I'm not sure he fully understands that she is, you know, back on the task force and back in the field. So there's that dynamic. And now you have to look at this dynamic of her possibly having cancer and what it could be, and, you know, how bad is it? Is it a false reading from the urine sample? So there's a lot that the writers can use here from this episode alone. So they left plenty of breadcrumbs and cliffhangers in this episode to keep everybody's interest alive as they move along here in season 9. And the season's moving along really fast. We finished 4 episodes so far in this season. It seems like they just got started back, and here we are fixing to enter the 5th hour next week. So the show is moving along really quickly. I feel like they've done a really good job of moving on post Liz. And I'm really enjoying the season so far. So I'm really excited to see how they move forward with all the characters. I know this is a quick episode, but I did want to get something out real quick. It's hard to really expand on all this when you're, you know, doing these episodes by yourself. So, but I did want to get something out real quick. Overall, it was a really fun episode, and the Blacklister was, you know, interesting enough, not spectacular, but interesting enough. And the writers left us with plenty to think about as we wait for next week's episode. Make sure you jump in the comment section right now and answer the question of the day. Did Cooper really kill that man? So that's the question of the day. Y for yes or M for no. Hit that like button, hit the subscription button and the notification bell so you don't miss a single episode. You can also find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, or just wherever you find great podcasts. All right, that's going to do it for this week. See y'all next time.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.